This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the road red uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the white. Staunton in white lettering across the front. For Calhoun, they are in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the red with Warriors in red lettering across the front. Size and athleticism up front for Calhoun. Eberlin at 6'8", a sophomore. Nelson at 6'7", a sophomore. It'll be Nelson to step in to jump against the 6'6", junior Ethan Booth. And the tap is controlled by the Staunton Bulldogs. And our boys' quarterfinal game underway here tonight at Carthenville High School. A bracketed tournament here at Carthenville this season. Heeman right corner pocket, too strong off the heel. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Calhoun. And Staunton one and done to start. We had Staunton on the radio right before Christmas. They were at North Mac, hung tough with the Panthers, but just could not knock down enough perimeter jump shots, and that's been their Achilles heel all season long. Nice hesitation bounce off the window. It's good for Drew Ballman off the left block. As he wheeled around, was very patient there, and he has the game's first bucket. Zone piece, 1-3-1 for Calhoun with the 6-8. Checked at the 6-7 Nelson. Up front, the 6'8 Eberlin on the baseline. Here's Severs. He wants a three ball. Got it. Good sign for Staunton, hitting their first outside shot of the night. And they lead 3-2. They set up full court pressure. Handling is Nelson across the timeline. That's the thing about Nelson and Eberlin, 6'8, 6'7, but they can handle the basketball. Really wouldn't have surprised anybody if these were the top two seeds in this tournament. But this is the 4-5 matchup. Down to Nelson, the lefty off the window. It's good. And Calhoun back in front, 4-3. A lot of talent on the basketball floor here for a 4-5 matchup. On the left block to Heeman. Out to Cox. Sy wants the three ball, too strong off the heel. Offensive rebound. Booth stripped out of there by Ballman. And it will stay with Staunton. 6:23 for the opening quarter. Bulldogs stack everybody right side of the lane, and it goes to Cox in the right corner. Out to Severs near midcourt. On the left wing with Grandidier. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Cox in the right corner to Severs. Lucas for two in a row. You betcha, Lucas. Severs has knocked down back-to-back triples, and Staunton leads 6-4. 2 minutes gone by opening quarter. Full court pressure in the hands of Ballman. He's across the timeline. Oh, nice spin at the top of the key. Attacks the rim, blocked out of there by Heeman, but picked up off the baseline by Hart. Oh, he slips to Nelson, lays it up and in. Staunton lost sight of Corey Nelson that time and has Troy Redfern hollering, and he's going to go right to his bench. And Brent Kinder at the next whistle. 6-6 our score. Here's Cox on the right wing. Now to the elbow. Top of the key to Heeman. On the left wing to Grandidier. Staunton, the defending boys champion here. A lot of talent returning from last season's squad. Of course, they lost Brady Kinder, their go-to guard from a year ago. Grandidier faked the dribble handoff, gets to the right block. Good recovery by Calhoun. Off to Severs, back to Grandidier. Bad pass, looking for Heeman, turned over. Here comes Corey Nelson into the front court. Handles himself all the way to the rim, floats it up, and offensive. It'll be Nelson's first foul, team's first foul, and Calhoun's first turnover. And Brent Kinder is going to check in for Dylan Heeman. Troy Redfern was not happy with Heeman's defensive rotation on that second-to-last Calhoun possession. 5:05 for the opening quarter, tied at 6. Staunton has the basketball with Severs into the front court. Calhoun's gone man-to-man defense now on the right wing with Cox. Staunton might have shot him out of that 1-3-1 quickly. Down to Kinder, back out to Cox, side of the foul line. Bounce pass tipped to the floor. Eberlin also to the floor as Booth for Staunton will get a jump ball. And on the arrow, it'll go to Calhoun. It'll be Staunton's second turnover. 4:47 opening quarter. Booth will guard the inbounder on the Staunton full court pressure. Eberlin gets it into Ballman on the baseline. Tough catch, knocked out by Grandidier. It'll stay with Calhoun. I don't know how Ballman stayed in bounds there. Had his heel hovering over that baseline. A lot of size on the floor, 6'8", 6'7", for Calhoun, 6'7", 6'6", for Staunton. All highly skilled. Ballman in the backcourt working on Cox in the Staunton man-to-man. He will come right, gets a high screen from Eberlin on the right wing with Ballman, up top to Richard Hart. Cut off the left elbow. Back out it goes to Ballman. Now the pressure applied by Kinder. Ballman turns the corner. Left-hand layup. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Nelson wrapped around past the heart. It's good. 8-6 Calhoun. Right now, Staunton having trouble dealing with Corey Nelson. Here's Grandidier. Cy Cox, three ball right side of the key, missed it. Offensive rebound, though, Grandidier floats it up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Booth sticks it in. Ethan's first bucket, tied at 8. Ballman brings it into the front court, up the far side of the floor in front of the stage. Leaves it for Trevor Johnson with a bounce. Johnson brings it right side of the key, picked up his dribble. He's looking for some assistance, finds it in Drew Ballman. Off to Nelson. Corey, little head fake. Goes up strong to Booth and a foul on Ethan Booth. That'll be Ethan's first, team's first. Nelson that time took it right into the chest of Ethan Booth, the 6'6 junior. And the 6'7 sophomore will be at the foul line. This is a talented young man. Free throw is off the heel too strong. Heeman's going to check back in. Booth will sit. Keeping Booth and Heeman out of foul trouble will be critical here tonight for the Bulldogs. Second free throw for Nelson is good. He has 5 of Calhoun's 9. Calhoun and Southwestern, nice additions to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament here in 2018. Strongest boys field we've had in a while. Severs, 3 in a row. Yes, Lucas Severs has 3 triples in the quarter, 11-9 Staunton. Merry Christmas indeed for Lucas Severs and the Staunton Bulldogs. The perimeter shooting has been their weakness all year. Nelson coast-to-coast missed it. No one blocked out Hart. He sticks it back in. 4 for Richard Hart. But once again, Corey Nelson has the ability to take it coast-to-coast. Here's Cox in the right corner. Out top to Severs on the left wing to Grandidier. On the short baseline to Kinder. Tried to dump it down to Heeman. Ill-advised. Stolen. 3rd. Staunton turnover. Here comes Nelson again. Man, when a big fella can handle the basketball up the floor, that causes all sorts of problems. He left it for Ballman, and he's called for double dribble. Kinder will check out. Griffin Bianco into the action for the Staunton Bulldogs. Calhoun 5-2 on the year. They were a top seed in the North Green tournament early in the season and a shocking loss to Brussels in the opening game. Played them in the regular season a short while later and got their revenge. This is a very talented 1A team, though. Cox on the left wing leads for Grandidier. Tyler throws it to no one in particular, goes all the way across the floor into the hands of Severs, out near the volleyball spike line to Grandidier. Now Cox, little head fake. Back to Tyler, top of the key. Here's Severs on the right wing, finds Bianco, 15-footer, off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Nelson. Quick outlet to Trevor Johnson. Johnson comes into the front court, guarded by Severs. Goes behind his back, works left side, picks up the dribble. Into the hands of Ballman. Drew Ballman on the left wing, being guarded by Heeman. Has the quickness advantage. Penetrates, kicks off to Eberlin. Back to Ballman, 4-3, missed it. Offensive rebound, tapped run. Hart picks it up, attacks, and draws the foul on Silas Cox. Calhoun just a little bit quicker to the basketball right now. 1:53 for the opening quarter. Tied at 11, Staunton and Calhoun. Free throw for Hart, rattles around and goes down. 5 opening quarter points for Richard Hart, the 6'1 senior. Cox will sit, and Devin Ray, 5'10 junior, into the action. Second free throw for Hart, off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound, Eberlin. Calhoun controlling the glass right now, and as they kicked it back out to midcourt, they threw it to Drew Ballman, but he had not established himself in the front court as he caught that pass in midair coming across the timeline. That'll be a turnover and gives it back to Staunton. 105 seconds, first quarter. 12-11 Calhoun. Here's Ray out front for the Bulldogs. Man-to-man for the Warriors. Dribble handoff to Severs. Lucas pulls up top of the key, 4 in a row. No, that one was short, and the rebound down to Corey Nelson. He will leave it off for Trevor Johnson. Johnson coming into the front court, hounded by Severs. Long, dangerous pass as Grandidier tipped it away and then almost wound up on the stage. It'll be Calhoun ball, sideline trigger in the front court. 82 seconds for the first quarter. Staunton has made 3 triples courtesy of Lucas Severs here in the opening 8. Down it goes to Eberlund. His pass tipped and stolen by Devin Ray. Here comes Ray across the timeline. In the corner to Grandidier. Tyler, right corner pocket three, no. And the long rebound out to Trevor Johnson for Calhoun. Johnson will walk it into the front court now. He will work right side. Looks to turn the corner on Severs. Lucas cuts him off. Down low to Nelson. Tipped away and stolen. Lazy pass that time from Johnson in Calhoun's fifth turnover. Here's Grandidier in the front court. Boy, he was looking for Heeman. Too much mustard on the pass. Went all the way across the floor. Picked up by Staunton and Devin Ray in the corner to Grandidier. Tyler bounced it once. Picked it up. He is going to go across the floor to Ray. Devin, little ball fake on the triple. Cross court pass to Heeman. 18-footer for Dylan. Yes, rattles it down. Does Dylan Heeman his first bucket. Puts Staunton in front 13-12. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Good action early. Johnson into the front court, into the hands of Ballman with 18. That pass tipped, stolen by Ray. Devin down the left side, stripped off of his foot, out of bounds. What a great hustle play by Drew Ballman. After he made the bad pass initially, didn't give up on the play, sprints all the way back, jars the ball loose from Ray, goes off of Devin's foot for Staunton's fourth turnover. Those types of plays coaches absolutely love. That is just pure hustle and determination. 6 seconds for the quarter. 1 point Staunton lead. Ballman into the right corner. Nice ball fake. Out to Nelson. Three. Good if it goes. No. Air ball. After 8 minutes, it is the Staunton Bulldogs. 13. The Calhoun Warriors. 12. You're listening to the 53rd annual Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Three triples in the quarter for Lucas Severs as Staunton leads 13-12. They get the basketball to start and throw it away. Grandidier was looking for Heeman on the block. Dylan was about midway between the block and the foul line, and that ball was ticketed right for the baseline. Fifth Staunton turnover. In the backcourt, facing full court pressure is Drew Ballman against Tyler Grandidier. Ballman handling strong with the left hand. Switch now. Has Heeman on him. In the corner it goes to Nelson. Oh, Corey spins baseline. Bumped and looking for the foul. Didn't get it. And he will turn it over. The sixth Calhoun turnover. Nelson looking to be bailed out from the official that time and was not happening. Nelson might have tried to sell that a little bit too much instead of just going strong. 7.5 minutes for the first half. Wood River and Southwestern coming up next here on FM 106. Boys quarterfinal action here at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Severs on the left wing, top of the key to Ray. Here's Cox on the right wing. Leaves for Severs. Lucas, nice head fake, gets into the paint, kicks to Ray. Devin open for a three ball, missed it all. And the air ball down to Richard Hart, then he is fouled. It'll be out of bounds to Calhoun. Third team foul, they'll get Silas Cox with his second personal. Full court pressure for Staunton. Corey Nelson will throw it in. And it goes to Drew Ballman. Now Staunton falls back into their half court man-to-man defense. Ballman gets a high screen from Hart, works right side. Now comes back top of the key. Probing, looking, leaves it for Richard Hart, who brings it back between the circles. On the left over elbow to Eberlund, had to go right through his hands, but right to Ballman. Drew attacks, layup is good. The lane opened up for Drew Ballman, and he took advantage. 14-13 Calhoun. Lucas Severs in the front court gets a high screen from Heeman. Right side of the key to Ethan Booth. High above his head off to Ray, and Devin Travel. Shuffled his feet on the ball fake. Sixth Staunton turnover. That gets Tyler Grandidier back up off the bench. He will check in, replacing Ray. Been a rough start to the season for Staunton. They are just 2-6. They've lost four straight, and perimeter shooting has been their downfall in a number of games. They've been in a lot of ball games. We've got good interior play, but that guard play has not been there with the shooting, and now a travel on Ballman. He took a long extra step, seventh Calhoun turnover. You got to be able to knock down shots. Staunton has not been able to do it in the early part of the season. Off to a good start tonight, though. Severs already has three triples. Now a bad pass from Lucas as Cox goes in near the backcourt, tried to throw it off of Hart and missed him, but Grandidier comes up and saves the day. Now Silas bounces it off his foot. Grandidier with a dive into the scorer's table. And it should be Calhoun basketball. Nope, it's going to be off the Warriors. It'll stay with Staunton. Grandidier will throw in the front court. Now he puts it in the backcourt to Lucas Severs. Lucas on the left wing to Grandidier. Tyler faked the underhand shovel, feeds the block to Booth, goes up, rejected by Nelson. Ball loose on the floor, hard and Booth there. Booth picks it up and then throws it away right to Calhoun. Great hustle on both sides. Ballman in the backcourt. Feeds the post to Eberlin. Spins middle. Are they going to count that bucket? No. Wave it off. It'll be a foul on the floor. We're going to get Heeman on the personal. That's Dillon's first. Staunton's fourth. Lucky that wasn't an and one. Baseline out of bounds for Calhoun. Hart. He will safety valve it out to Corey Nelson, the 6'7 sophomore. Nelson off to Hart now, right side of the key. Into the hands of Corey Ballman, who's into the action for Calhoun. Nelson goes back door. They didn't see him, though, as he lost Booth. Corey Ballman out front, left side of the key, to Eberlin. Up top to Hart. Richard Hart had it poked loose. He dives on the floor. He's rolling around, and he's called for travel. That's about the fourth time Richard Hart's been on the floor already, with 5:08 to play in the first half. Trevor Johnson back in for Calhoun, and Stone Zirkelbach, a 6-foot junior, will check in. Nelson and Eberlin, they don't come off the floor often. And if they do, it's short-lived. They are the engine of this team. 5 minutes for the first half. Here's Severs, picked up his dribble. He needs some help. Handoff to Grandidier, facing the pressure from Trevor Johnson. Tyler gets into the paint, kicks to Booth. Ethan stripped by Nelson on the way up. It will stay with Staunton, 4:45 for the first half. Staunton has not scored in the quarter. They led 13-12 after one. They trail 14-13 with the basketball. Cox between the circles to Severs. Off to Ethan Booth. Left side of the key to Cox. Here's Grandidier. Tees up the three ball. Missed it all. Way too strong. And it will go out of bounds over to Calhoun. Good look for Staunton that time. It was right on line, but way too much on it. Nelson will take it out against the full court pressure. Gets it in to Drew Ballman. Ballman in the backcourt has Grandidier in his hip pocket up the floor, and Tyler whistled for the personal foul. His first, team's fifth. Brent Kinder checking in, replacing Ethan Booth. Sideline trigger for Drew Ballman and Calhoun. And it goes to Trevor Johnson. Johnson comes into the front court working on Silas Cox. Hand off to Drew Ballman. Ballman turns the corner. Nice slip pass. Eberlin off the window. It's good. Beautiful two-man basketball there. Ben's first bucket. 16-13 Calhoun as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. Right wing with Cox. Staunton needs a bucket. Haven't scored in the 4 minutes of this quarter so far. Bad pass. Kinder wasn't ready for Grandidier's delivery. Here comes Nelson. Corey, coast to coast, layup is good. Nice little step through at the last moment. He has 7, and Troy Redford needs a timeout. 3:53 for the first half. Calhoun 18, Staunton 13. You're listening to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Following Staunton's timeout, they had the basketball trailing by 5. Lincolnwood trailing at the Waverly Holiday Tournament as they take on Springfield Lutheran 18-9 after one quarter of play. Heeman on the right elbow. One of the back door wasn't there. He instead will hand off to Cox. Silas drives hard, forces it up, and draws the foul. Two free throws coming for Silas Cox. Second team foul on Calhoun, and they will get Corey Nelson on the personal. And that's going to be Nelson's second. Both of his fouls are the only Calhoun fouls. Silas Cox to the free throw line. Toss. Good. First point of the quarter for Staunton. Ends a 6-0 Calhoun run. 18-14, Warriors lead, 3:32 for the first half. Cox's second free throw is good. The lefty gets the pair. And a 3-point lead for Calhoun, working against full court pressure. Richard Hart gets it into Drew Ballman. He races through the middle of the floor, has the ball jarred loose, but he's fouled by Staunton. They had three red jerseys in hot pursuit. And they will get green to deer on the personal. That'll be Tyler's second, team's sixth, with 3:27 for the first half. They lob down to Eberlin, left block. Spins middle, and he shuffled his feet. Ninth Calhoun turnover. Wood River and Southwestern coming up next here on WUSMI FM 106 in our second boys quarterfinal. The other two boys games today were first round games. Carletonville beat Mount Olive and Gillespie beat Bunker Hill. On the left wing with Lucas Severs. Up top to Grandidier. Here's Heeman, wants the three ball, missed it all. And the rebound down to Richard Hart. Into the hands of Johnson. Trevor across the timeline with the between the legs bounce. Working on Silas Cox. Picked up his dribble. He will find Hart now top of the key. He will throw it back near midcourt to Drew Ballman. Ballman works right side, working on Heeman. Crosses Dylan over, pulls up from 12, around and out. Boy, that hit a lot of the iron and kicked out for Drew Ballman. Here's Silas Cox, long pass ahead to Grandidier. Across the floor, Severs a three ball, left that one short. Rebound knocked away from Kinder by Johnson. It will stay with Staunton, 2:25 for the first half of play. A 3-point lead for Calhoun, 18-15. Here's Silas Cox on the left wing. Between the circles to Severs. Right wing to Grandidier. Cox in the corner now to Lucas. Up top to Silas. On the right wing to Brent Kinder. Bounce pass to Cox on the left wing. Silas back out to Grandidier. 2:05 for the first half. Cox puts it on the floor. One dribble pull up partially blocked. And the rebound down to Trevor Johnson for Calhoun. 18-15, Warriors lead with the basketball. Here comes Drew Ballman into the front court, spinning on Grandidier. Leaves it on the left wing for Johnson. On the baseline to Eberlin. Nelson out of the ball game right now with those two personals. Hart penetrates, kicks to Zirkelbach for three, missed it. Rebound tapped around, it's to the floor. We've got a scrum. Multiple bodies on the floor and the arrow. We'll give it to Calhoun. A minute 36 to play in the half. Carletonville, Litchfield, and Hillsboro, Gillespie tomorrow. Live coverage begins at 6. They get it into Eberlin off the baseline inbounds. And Ben puts it up and in. His second field goal. A 5-point lead for Calhoun. 80 seconds for the first half. Severs started Staunton hot, hit three triples. They've been struggling to score since as Heeman can't get it to go off the left block. It's tipped right back to him as Calhoun tried to save it, and Heeman puts it up and in. Dillon with 4 points and a 3-point lead for Calhoun. That's why you never save the ball underneath your own basket right there. Led to an easy bucket for Staunton. Final minute, first half. Eberlin, left side of the key, leaves it for Drew Ballman in the right corner. To Zirkelbach. Bad pass. Jarred loose. And we're going to get a tie-up as Zirkelbach and Severs are tied up. And the arrow this time gives it to Staunton. Corey Ballman will check in, replacing Stone Zirkelbach. That jump ball is the 10th turnover for Calhoun. A 3-point lead for the Warriors. 20-17. Staunton has the basketball. 40 seconds for the first half. Right wing with Silas Cox. Cox picked up his dribble. All over him is Corey Ballman. He outlets it to Kinder out near midcourt. Here comes Brent. Oh, rejected by Eberlin. Tried to go right up without a ball fake, and the 6'8 sophomore said, I do not think so. 23 seconds for the first half. Calhoun can hold for the final shot. Right side of the key with Richard Hart. Here's Eberlin on the left wing. Off to Drew Ballman. 13 seconds. Backdoor Hart. Beautiful, and he missed the left-handed layup. Offensive rebound for Ballman, and he's got two free throws coming. That hurts if you're Staunton right there. The inability to get the defensive rebound, you could have got the final shot. Instead, your seventh team foul is the second personal on Dylan Heeman. 8.5 seconds for the first half. Corey Ballman's free throw short. Calhoun just 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. Second free throw is good for Corey Ballman. Makes it 21-17. Grandidier into the front court with 6. Crosses over with 3. Cox off to Heeman. 3-ball good if it goes. It does not. And after one half of play, it is the Calhoun Warriors 21, the Staunton Bulldogs 17. You're listening to the 53rd annual Carletonville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Calhoun gets the basketball to start the third quarter, leading 21-17. On the floor, you have Drew Ballman, Corey Nelson, Richard Hart, Trevor Johnson, and Ben Eberlin. For Staunton, Tyler Grandidier, Lucas Severs, Silas Cox, Dylan Heeman, and Ethan Booth. In it goes to Nelson. Rises up, blocked by Booth at the foul line, picked up off the floor by Staunton. Here come the Bulldogs. Cox lobs it down to Booth, catches underneath the rim, kicks out to Grandidier as Calhoun able to recover defensively. Tyler, bounce pass to Severs. He drives right baseline. Bad pass. Tried to force it down to Booth. Had no chance of getting through. Ninth Staunton turnover. Into the front court comes Drew Ballman. Leaves it for Nelson at the right elbow. Back to Ballman. Drives right. Goes right at Booth. What a strong take for Drew Ballman. He has 6 right into the chest of Ethan Booth. He wound up face first on the floor, but a great conversion. 23-17. Out front with Grandidier. Feeds the left block. Heeman turns over his right shoulder. Missed it. And the rebound down to Calhoun. Drew Ballman will walk it into the front court. Lost the left-handed handle in the corner. He's going to fire the 3. Left it short. And the rebound down to Severs. Here comes Lucas. Head up the floor into the front court. Off to Cox. Silas. Left elbow leaves for Heeman. 18-footer straight on. Yes, for Dylan Heeman. 6 for Heeman. And the lead is 4 for Calhoun, 23-19. Southwestern and Wood River coming up next here on FM 106. Out front for Calhoun. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Corey Nelson on the right elbow. Checked by Booth. Feeds the right block to Ballman. Feels Cox. Spins baseline. Lays it up and in. Nice take for Richard Hart. 25-19 Calhoun. Staunton led 13-12 after one. Calhoun led 21-17 at the half. It's 25-19 right now, Warriors. Winner into the semifinals on Friday. Down it goes to Heeman. Deflected away over the back. It'll be on Eberlin. First foul of the half on Calhoun. First personal on Ben Eberlin. The loser of this game will face Mount Olive tomorrow at 3 o'clock. In a consolation quarterfinal. Grandidier on the left wing. This is the 4-5 matchup. Calhoun the 4. Down to Booth. Tough catch on Nelson. Kicks the Severs for 3. Can't get it. Didn't follow his shot, though, and missed the rebound opportunity. Long outlet. Ballman to Eberlin. He will track it down on the baseline. Out to Nelson. Corey will bounce to the foul line. Fakes top of the key. Leaves Ballman wide open for 3. Too strong. And the rebound down to Ethan Booth. Into the hands of Silas Cox. Cox off to Grandidier. Off to Severs. He gives to Heeman. Spins middle. Blocked by Nelson. Taken away by Booth. He's blocked by Nelson. And is pulled down by Richard Hart. Denials from Corey Nelson at the rim. 25-19 Calhoun. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Nelson, a really nice looking 6'7 sophomore. Twin Towers at the 1A level, both sophomores. 6'7 Nelson, 6'8 Eberlin. Here's Corey. Muscles his way down with the left-hand finish. Good for Nelson. He has 9. 27-19 Calhoun. Out front, Grandidier near that volleyball spike line. Across the floor diagonally to Severs. Right back to Grandidier, top of the key. Lucas slashing, has it. Middle of the lane, wave it off. He banked it home from 12. They will not count it. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Staunton. They'll get Richard Hart on the personal. Good movement without the basketball that time for Lucas Sievers. Staunton stacks everybody left side of the lane. Grandidier looking, gets it in the near corner to Cox. He will hold in the left corner and survey. Doesn't have his dribble, lost that on the catch, and bounces it off of Hart out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. Stage side trigger. Silas Cox in the front court. Volleyball serve line extended. Lobs it down to Heeman, and Nelson comes from the backside, deflects it away, but can't keep it in bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Corey Nelson is everywhere for Calhoun. 4:14, third quarter. Booth. In it goes, near side to Dylan Heeman. Heeman out to Lucas Sievers. Off to Cox. Left corner three, no good. And the rebound down to Corey Nelson. Outlet up the sideline to Ballman. Full head of steam right down the heart of the floor. Blocked and fouled. Free throws for Drew Ballman. Nobody stopped the ball that time for Staunton. They'll get Heeman. That's Dylan's third. 3:59 for the third quarter. Free throw for Ballman. Good. Drew now with seven. As Staunton started hot from the perimeter, Lucas Sievers hit his first three triples all in the opening quarter, but since then, points have been hard to come by. Second free throw short. Offensive rebound. Eberlin, he puts it up and in. He was kind of stumbling backwards, didn't have a clean handle on that ball, but got it up off the backboard with a soft touch. 30-19, biggest lead of the night for Calhoun. Important possession for Staunton. Grandidier, left side of the key to Heeman. Up top to Cox. Silas off to Heeman. 18-footer is no good for Dylan, but the offensive rebound to Cox in the right corner. He is bumped and fouled by Corey Ballman. First on Corey Ballman, third team foul on Calhoun. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Grandidier looking, gets it into Ethan Booth. Out to Silas Cox. Silas turns the corner to left side. Tough shot, and it goes down. Soft touch for Silas Cox. His second field goal. He has 4 points. 30-21 Calhoun. Johnson handling in the backcourt across the floor to Ballman. Across the timeline come the Calhoun Warriors. Dribble handoff to Johnson. Gets a ball screen from Eberlin. Goes the other way, and we have a whistle and foul. It'll be on Staunton. Their second team foul of the half. And let's see, who did they get on that personal? Looks like Lucas Sievers. His first. Baseline, out of bounds. In it goes, corner. Ballman for three. Canned. Drew Ballman with the triple. He has 10. 33-21 Calhoun. Inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Feels like danger time for Staunton. With their inability to consistently make shots. Grandidier for three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Booth sticks it back, no. Another try for Booth, and he is fouled on the floor. But that thing would just not stay down for Ethan Booth. He'll get Richard Hart on the personal, his second, team's fourth. Out of bounds on the baseline for Staunton, trailing by a dozen, 2:40 for the third quarter. Ethan Booth. Right back to Grandidier. Thought about the right corner pocket three. Instead, off to Booth. Top of the key to Cox. Silas to Sievers in the left corner. Skip pass to Grandidier. High post to Heeman. Dylan right back to Tyler. Grandidier open for three. Got it. Boy, did Staunton need that one. Grandidier's first bucket makes it 33-24 Calhoun. 2:15 third quarter. Good ball movement that time side to side for Staunton. Get that ball in the high post. Good things usually happen. 2 minutes, quarter number three. Out front with Corey Ballman. Left wing to Drew Ballman. He's feeling it. That's a heat check. Missed it badly short. Rebound picked up by Lucas Sievers off the floor. Here comes Sievers racing into the front court. And he has it jarred loose by Ballman. It should stay with Staunton. It will. Devin Ray will check in for Staunton. Sievers will get a breather. Minute 50, third quarter, 33-24 Calhoun. Sideline trigger in front of the stage for Silas Cox and Staunton. into the hands of Devin Ray. Top of the key to Grandidier. Tyler going to pull up from 16, left it short. Rebound saved by Himu, but he throws it all the way in the backcourt, saved by Grandidier. Ball is kicked around. I think it's off of Booth. Yes, it'll be Calhoun ball. Not sure how Grandidier saved that from the over-and-back violation, but he did. 94 seconds, third quarter. Trevor Johnson will sit. Nelson back on the floor for Calhoun. Hart tries to feed the post to Eberlin, knocked away by Heeman. It'll stay with Calhoun, 89 seconds for the third quarter. Calhoun will have it on their baseline. Nobody wants to take it out for the Warriors. Now Richard Hart will head to the baseline. A Warrior at each corner of the lane. Eberlin and Nelson setting screens at the foul line for Drew Ballman. He turns the corner, cut off by Booth. Spins back middle, hangs, can't hit. Offensive rebound, though, to Corey Ballman. Somehow got it away from Dylan Heeman, but then Ballman lost the handle. And it will belong to Staunton on Calhoun's 11th turnover. 33-24 Calhoun. Staunton still in this ball game, but they got to start making shots consistently. In the corner to Grandidier. Cox, top of the key for three, can't get it to go. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Booth, heart of the lane. He will kick to Grandidier. Tyler lines up the three ball, around and out, no good. Ray had it, lost it, but he was fouled. Let's see if that's on Corey Nelson. It's his third. We'll wait for the signal. It's not. It is on Corey Ballman, his second. It's weird to do a Calhoun game, and you got 6'8", 6'7", on the floor, and neither one of them's a Ballman. Final minute, third quarter. Grandidier in the right corner. He will drive baseline, bounce pass into the corner. Cox kicks out to Heeman, 17-footer for Dylan. Off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, Booth. Reverse layup, counter to the foul for Ethan Booth. Four for Ethan. 33-26 Calhoun, a free throw coming for Booth with 42.8 seconds for the third quarter. That was a very important offensive rebound and putback for Staunton. Booth's foul shot is good. The old-fashioned three-point play for Ethan Booth. Substitution for Calhoun, Trevor Johnson in, Corey Ballman out. That foul went on Eberlin, his second. Full court pressure. Off the foot of Ballman initially, but he's able to retrieve it. Now he'll slow it down. Clock running, 35 seconds, third quarter. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Out front with Johnson. Being checked by Grandidier. Into the hands of Drew Ballman. He's to the foul line. Diagonal pass on the block to Eberlin. Puts it up and in. Nice strong finish for Ben Eberlin. He has 8, and the lead is 8 for Calhoun. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Here comes Cox. In the corner it goes to Grandidier. 10 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass to Devin Ray. Off to Silas Cox with 5. Down to Booth. Layup is good for Ethan Booth. He has 7. And that will be the final play of the quarter. So Staunton battles back after 3. It is Calhoun 35, Staunton 29. You're listening to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Back with the money quarter following these messages. We got ourselves a ball game. Staunton has it to start. Heeman, 16-footer, no. Offensive rebound, Cox, and he was fouled. He had a Warrior on his back. It'll be Richard Hart, his third. Staunton got down double digits in that third quarter, but rallied nicely in the closing moments. And Silas Cox will be at the free throw line for the one and bonus. .748 to play in the game. Cox's free throw is no good. Off the heel too strong. And on the rebound, we have a whistle and foul going against Dylan Heeman. He climbed up the back of Richard Hart. That's the fourth on Heeman. Fourth team foul. Calhoun over the limit. Staunton will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Got to make them, though. Ballman trapped right at midcourt, gets it away to Trevor Johnson. He dribbles to the left baseline, back out to Ballman. Drew Ballman works left side and threw it away. He was trying to lead Eberlin towards the baseline, but just let him way too much. The 12th turnover for Calhoun. Heeman will sit with that fourth foul. Griffin Bianco back into the ball game. Here comes Silas Cox into the front court. On the right wing, Grandidier. Left alone, 4-3, left it short. Rebound tapped by Booth to Ray off the window. It's good. Devin Ray's first bucket. Give Ethan Booth credit there. Didn't get the rebound, but he battled Nelson for the basketball and tipped it right to Ray. Now pressure in the backcourt forced Nelson to give up his dribble. Leaves it for Trevor Johnson. A four-point game. Calhoun leading with the basketball. 7 minutes to play. Here's Corey Ballman, and he traveled. His air brakes did not activate. 13th Calhoun turnover. Staunton has a little pep in their step now. Bianco will get it into Devin Ray. Devin spinning away from trouble, comes into the front court. Grandidier in the right corner. He's going to drive baseline. Tyler, reverse layup, no, went right at Nelson, couldn't finish. Rebound down to Nelson and Calhoun. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. Wood River and Southwestern next here on FM 106 in a boys' quarterfinal game. That's the 3-6 matchup. The Oilers the 3. Eberlin at the right elbow kicks to Johnson. 4-3, got it. Big shot. Trevor Johnson, his first bucket of the ball game, is a big one. 38-31 Calhoun. In the left corner with Grandidier. One of the left block wasn't there to Bianco, up top to Booth. Here's Ray in the right corner. Top of the key to Silas Cox. Across the floor, left side to Grandidier on the baseline to Booth. Ethan, back to Grandidier. Tyler, dribble drive, cut off, leaves for Bianco. Back to Grandidier now. Tyler, little hesitation, bounce, jump stop, layup is good. Strong take, Grandidier, he has 5. And the lead is 5 for Calhoun. 38-33, 5:40 for the ball game. Trevor Johnson picked up the dribble. Finds Drew Ballman. Check that. Corey Ballman down low to Nelson off the window. It's good. Nice find from Drew Ballman as Nelson has 11. And Ryan Grainier wants a timeout. 5:27 for the ball game. It is Calhoun 40, Staunton 33. You're listening to the boys' quarterfinal at the Carletonville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Following the Calhoun timeout, Bulldogs have the basketball down 7, 5:23 for the ball game. Seavers back on the floor for the Bulldogs. He handles out front. Back door to Grandidier. Tyler on the baseline. Oh, turned it over. He got trapped quickly there and threw it right into the hands of Trevor Johnson. Costly 10th turnover for Staunton. Ballman leaves it for Nelson, right side of the key, into the hands of Eberlin. Off to Johnson. Trevor up top between the circles. It goes to Drew Ballman. He dribbles to the left elbow, cut off there. Lost the dribble, now lost the basketball, but gets it back in his dribble. Into the hands of Nelson. Corey, nice little pivot off the window. It's good. Strong move, Corey Nelson. He drove middle and then was able to come back left. He has 13. 42-33. Corey Nelson has been a handful. Down to Booth. Left-hand finish crawls over the front for Ethan Booth. He has 9. He spun middle and used the offhand with the soft touch. 42-35 Calhoun, 4:20 to play in the ball game. Drew Ballman had it jarred loose right at midcourt, able to retrieve it. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Ballman brings it right side. Bounce pass to Richard Hart. Top of the key, and Calhoun threw it away. Hart's bounce pass never bounced up to Drew Ballman. 14th Calhoun turnover. Back to Staunton it goes. Grandidier out. Cox back on the floor for Staunton. Heeman still sitting with those four personals. Here's Silas. Seavers, 16-footer, off the back of the rim, no, and the rebound down to Calhoun. Missed opportunity there for Staunton. They've had some good looks, just can't knock them down. 3:45 ball game. Drew Ballman spins his way into the front court. Off to Trevor Johnson, high above his head and surveying. Johnson works left side. Now comes back right side to Nelson. Corey out beyond the three-point line. Gets to the foul line. Leaves for Eberlin. Bin into the hands of Trevor Johnson. Couple of bounces off to Hart on the right block to Eberlin. He draws a crowd, and he is fouled by Devin Ray. Just the fourth team foul on Staunton, so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Calhoun with 3:20 to play in the ball game. A 7-point lead for the Warriors. Ballman gets it into Nelson, right back to Drew Ballman. He hangs and now turns it over. Got caught in the air, nowhere to go. Here come the Bulldogs with Severs poked away from behind, fouled by Drew Ballman, and that will send Lucas Severs to the free throw line with Calhoun over the limit. It'll be one and bonus for Severs. Not a good foul that time from Drew Ballman. Turnover on one end, silly foul on the other. Clock stopped, 3:11 to play. Free throw is good. Had to have the front end of that one and one. 10 points for Severs. His first point since the opening quarter when he knocked down three triples. This to make it a 5-point game. Toss is no good. Rattled out. Offensive rebound. Bianco took it away from Eberlin on the baseline to Booth. This is a huge possession. Ray, 4-3. Got it. Devin Ray knocks down the three ball off the offensive rebound from Bianco. And it's a one-possession game, 42-39. Pressure in the backcourt. They lost sight of Eberlin. Long pass to him. He missed it. Too strong. Great contest from Booth. He hit the backboard, and the light went off. 2:40 for the ball game. That play was above the rim. Almost thrown away by Staunton. A two to get within one. A three for the tie. Severs drives left. And offensive on Lucas Severs. Corey Nelson cut him off and did not give up the ground. And Severs lowered his shoulder for the player control foul. Boy, that play on the other end looked like a sure deuce for Calhoun, but Booth came up and contested and got the partial block. Here comes Nelson, right down the middle of the floor, leaves it for Hart on the right block. He will kick it out to Drew Ballman. 2:20 for the ball game. 42-39 Calhoun. Bounce pass, right elbow to Nelson. He will hand it right back to Drew Ballman. Ballman, bounce pass to Nelson, just outside the paint, working on Cox. Spins baseline, stripped away by Silas. It'll stay with Calhoun, exactly 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Nelson wanted a foul on that, but looked like good, strong defense from Cox. Baseline, out of bounds. Johnson looking. Dangerous pass. Gets it into Hart, and then Ray commits the foul. He was about a half step behind that play. So for Ray, it'll be his second. Sixth team foul. Next Staunton foul will put Calhoun to the free throw line. A minute 59 for the ball game. Wood River and Southwestern coming up next. 42-39 Calhoun leading. A wide open boys tournament here in 2018. Nelson down low to Eberlin, rejected at the rim, but right back to him, lays it up and in. Oh man, Booth was up there for the denial, but then no one there to clean house. Big 2 points, and now Staunton throws it away. Ray was looking for Booth, but Ethan was curling to the basket looking for an offensive rebound opportunity. That could be a game-defining sequence right there. After Booth denied Eberlin at the rim, he got it back, laid it in for two to make it a 5-point game, and then Staunton throws it away on the other end. 105 seconds to play. Calhoun 44, Staunton 39. We'll come back to the Carletonville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Springfield Lutheran has beaten Lincolnwood tonight 67-35 at the Waverly Holiday Tournament. Staunton trying to come from behind here and beat Calhoun. 44-39. Calhoun leads with the basketball, 105 seconds to play, facing full court pressure. Booth knocks that out, guarding the inbounder. And Calhoun will re-trigger on the opposite side of the floor now. 2 seconds came off the clock. In the deep corner, Nelson going to throw it down to Hart. He makes the catch in the front court. And now Cox gives the foul quickly. Exactly 100 seconds to play. That puts Staunton over the limit and sends Richard Hart to the free throw line for the one and bonus. Third personal on Silas Cox. Hart tonight, 1 of 2 from the foul line, has 7 points. Free throw is good. Calmly knocks down the front end. 6-point lead for Calhoun. Heeman back in. He has sat for a long time with those four personal fouls. Bianco out. Second free throw is good. Hart gets the pair. Two big tosses there. 46-39. Clock running, 95 seconds to play. Here's Grandidier, thought about the three, puts it on the floor, and he will penetrate to the foul line, rises up off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound to Calhoun, and they'll have to give the foul again, this time on Drew Ballman. It'll be Ethan Booth with the foul. Eight team fouls, so still one in bonus. Looks like this game is going to turn on that block shot at the rim by Booth on Eberlin, but then no one there to clean it up for Staunton. Eberlin picked it up and laid it in. Free throw is short. Rebound tapped around, saved by Booth, picked up by the Bulldogs. They need a bucket, and they need it quickly. Here's Cox. Nice hesitation. Floats it up. No, and he's got free throws. Oh, that would have been a big bucket if it could have been an and-one opportunity with a minute 14 to play. Eberlin the guilty party. His third, team's ninth. Two free throws for Cox as he was fouled on the shot. Silas, 4 points. He's 2 of 3 at the foul line. Free throw is good. Rattled around and went down. Bianco back in, Heeman out. Ray also back on the floor replacing Grandidier. 6-point lead for Calhoun. Staunton's going to need Calhoun to either turn it over or miss some foul shots. Free throw good for Cox. Makes them both. Had to have them both. 5-point lead for Calhoun. Nelson gets it in to Ballman, and the foul given quickly by Lucas Sievers. It'll send Drew Ballman back to the free throw line. Still one in bonus on the ninth team foul. Next Staunton foul will send Calhoun to the line for two. Calhoun was 3 of 6 from the line in the first half, just 1 out of 2 in the third quarter. And here in the money quarter, they are 2 out of 3. They missed the front end the last time. That was Drew Ballman. This is Ballman again for redemption. Left it short again, and the rebound down to Booth. They've missed back-to-back front ends. 65 seconds for the ball game. Can Staunton get a bucket? Sievers, 4-3, left it short, and the rebound out to Nelson. Ahead to Ballman, no one back for Staunton. No, he missed the layup. Holy smokes, wide open, and he blew it. 53 seconds for the ball game. Ray, 4-3, got it. That's money right there. You miss a layup on one end, a triple buried on the other. 49.5 seconds for the ball game. Calhoun, 46. Staunton, 44. The Bulldogs ain't done yet. We'll come back to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages. In the last couple of moments, Calhoun has missed the front end of a pair of one-and-ones and just missed a breakaway layup that might have iced the game. And then Staunton comes down and hits a three ball. It's a 2-point game. Full court pressure. Nelson gets it in to Hart. Ray trying to foul him. Hart gets away, throws it away to Ballman. And they will give the foul on Ballman. 43.2 seconds to play in the ball game. The foul on, let's see, is that Booth? Yes. Ethan's third. If you're Staunton, I think you got the right guy at the line. Drew Ballman has missed his last two foul shots. He's missed 3 of his 4 foul shots, but drills that one. 11 for Ballman. This is the big one to make it a 2-possession game as Heeman checks back in for Bianco. Offense for defense. Second toss, left it short, and Booth comes down with the rebound. Calhoun has kept Staunton in this ball game. Sievers for the tie, no. Rebound to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Nope, ball comes out, and it's off of Staunton. It'll be Calhoun ball. Warriors have the arrow anyway. 30.6 seconds for the game. 47-44. Lucas had a good look in that right corner. Nelson, he's going to throw it in. Catch made by Hart. He lost the handle but gets it away to Ballman. Drew Ballman, attack stripped away, out of bounds. It'll stay with Calhoun, 24.4. for the game. Staunton has made it interesting thanks to 3 missed foul shots here in the closing moments. Trevor Johnson on the baseline, gets it in to Richard Hart, and he will be fouled with 22 and a half seconds to play. It's double bonus time for Calhoun. Hart on the night has 9 points, and he is 3 of 4 at the foul line. The 6'1 senior. First toss, good. That makes it a two-possession game with just 22 and a half seconds to play. Second toss, left it short. Nelson, though, with the rebound, tried to throw it off of Booth, but didn't throw it hard enough. Ethan picks it up. Off to Ray. Here's Cox, 4-3. Got to have it, and he got it. Silas Cox rattles it home. A big three ball. He has 9, and it's a 1-point lead for Calhoun, 48-47. 12.9 seconds to play. Timeout taken by Troy Redfern and Staunton. You're listening to the 53rd Annual Carthenville Holiday Basketball Tournament on WSMI. A 1-point lead for Calhoun as they have missed some foul shots down the stretch. They missed a breakaway layup, which Staunton then cashed into a 3-pointer of their own. And then Calhoun had a chance to go up 5, missed their second free throw. Bulldogs come down and hit a huge triple. It's a 1-point game. Full court pressure. Bianco will guard the inbounder, Nelson. He's right underneath the basket. Short pass into Eberlin, and Ben is fouled quickly. 1.5 seconds comes off the clock. 11.4 for the ball game. Even if Eberlin makes them both, Staunton will have a chance to tie. And if you're the Bulldogs here, you've got to block out on the second foul shot. You cannot give up an offensive rebound in this spot. Foul on Booth, his 4th. First trip to the line for Eberlin. Toss good. 11 for Ben Eberlin. Heeman back on the floor. Replacing Bianco. 49-47 Calhoun. Wood River and Southwestern waiting in the wings. Free throw is no good. Rattled out. Rebound down to Staunton. Here comes Cox. Sievers for the lead. Missed it. And the rebound to Calhoun. That was a quick trigger from Lucas Sievers, 4.4 seconds for the ball game. Lucas made his first 3 triples tonight and has just 1 point since. 2 free throws can ice it for Calhoun. At the free throw line is Trevor Johnson. Toss, no good. Calhoun missing all sorts of foul shots down the stretch. A 2-point game. Johnson's second free throw rattles down. A 3-point lead. Here comes Devin Wright to midcourt with 3. Rises for the tie. Missed it. And Calhoun survives. Staunton here tonight in the quarterfinals. 50-47. An entertaining ball game. Calhoun made it a little more entertaining than it probably should have been. Multiple missed foul shots down the stretch as the Calhoun Warriors into the semifinals, where they will get either Litchfield or Carthenville on Friday night. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up and get you set for Wood River and Southwestern from the Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI.